you're going to use that opportunity to go and indoctrinate these kids with your street ghetto philosophy. Certain point, if you raise your level of income to the status of a rock star, then then you got to keep coming up with ways to maintain that status. I'm not even saying eat meat, but at least put some cereal in the milk. Come on. That's like taking 666, the mark of the beast, and redefining it like Biggie tried to do and saying, no, it means this or that. No, 666 is 666. You can call it holy 666, but it's still the mark of the beast. Convenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You, as preachers of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
We welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Blessings to all. This is G. Craig Lewis here again with another True Church Perspective. We've had an interesting week at EX Ministries. You know, we've dealt with some things on our blog and on our XCast. If you go to our website, exministries.com, I have a blog on there about Tone coming out and admitting that he's gay. And, you know, people are shocked. And, you know, then these pastors that are bringing him in their churches and different ones, you know, they knew exactly what he was. That tells you a lot about the pastors. You go down a list of his itinerary, you can learn a lot about preachers that would bring this guy, because, you know, it's pretty obvious now why they were bringing this guy. But anyway, we did a blog on him called Same Sex Salvation. Make sure you go get that. And then we did an XCast about Steve Harvey appearing on TBN, and people were sending me that, and that's a shame, but I don't have time to go into that. And then also, you know, I got a comment about Tyler Perry, you know, Tyler Perry coming out in People magazine telling everyone about how he was molested at different things and how he uses his gift, whatever, to escape from what was going on with him and different things. So I kind of want to deal with this because I think, you know, we need to understand. I shot a video several years ago, part three of The Truth Behind Hip Hop. It's called Antichrist Superstar. And it was a 2-day affair that we did it. And on that second day, God led me to deal with the spirit of affectation. And affectation, of course, is the pretender spirit. It's a behavior of speech that is artificial, designed to impress people. And so I dealt with that spirit in the church. And I mean, we had a powerful move of God, the spirit of the Lord move. We even had supernatural acts occur in that building where doors flew open and lights began to flash. And it was an unbelievable event, but it was really the spirit of the Lord showing his approval for this message being given, because this is something that you don't hear dealt with a lot, especially in the church, and the church is where it needs to be dealt with. We need to know the difference between talents and the anointing of God. We need to know the difference between these two, the gifts of God, the gifts of the Spirit, and talent and ability, because the enemy wants to blur those. He wants to make those look like they're the same thing, so that people will begin to come in church to perform. They'll begin to come in church, come into the Christian community to entertain, and then people will automatically give them license to minister or consider them or what they're doing ministry. This is why we now have, you know, you can't have church without a bunch of dancers, and you can't have church without some mimers, and you can't have church without some b-boys and hip-hop dancers and pop lockers. And just, you know, we've brought all of these abilities in, and people call it ministry. We got the pop locking ministry, we got the miming ministry, we got the doing the worm ministry, we got the doing the butt ministry, and that, you know, we got all of these so-called ministries in church, and we don't even understand what true ministry is. We don't understand what the gifts of God is, and we don't know the difference between talent and the anointing. This is very important for you to understand this, and I'm going to start talking about this. It's going to take me probably a couple of broadcasts to finish it out, but I first want to sort out what the spiritual gifts of God are and how they are not talents. You got to make sure you understand abilities and talents are dominion things. These are a part of our dominion here on earth. What is dominion? God God has given us dominion over the earth. That's our ability to choose the house we want and what we want it to look like, to choose the car we want to drive, what we want that car to look like, to choose the church we want to go to, how we want to be fed spiritually. That's a dominion issue. I know a lot of people say, well, God led me to this church or God put me in this church. No, I got some news for you. You chose that church, and that's your total choice to be in that church. And the minute you don't want to be there, you can choose another church. That's a dominion issue. Please understand, people of God, it's dominion. The same as you going into the grocery store and choosing what apples you want to buy. Do you want to buy the Ambrosia apple that's cheap, or you want to buy the expensive Hollywood Honeycrisp apple? That's your total choice. And based, a lot of times it's not your total choice. It's based on how much money you get. But these are dominion issues. What kind of dog you want in your house? What kind of, you know, what you want to wear today? These are dominion issues. These are abilities that God gave us to have dominion in the earth so we can choose certain things. We can choose and pick and choose what we want. That is why a lot of us are spiritually dead, and we want to point to God and, God, help me, you know, bless me, Lord. I'm failing. I'm sinning. I can't stop sinning. But you chose the wrong church. You had a church where the pastor's full of sin. You had a church where it's full of homosexuals. You had a church where sin is everywhere, and then you trying to stay there to try to fight for what is right and fighting, and you all out of order. God is telling you, hey, that's your choice. You chose to be there. And this is what Jesus led the apostles to do when he sent the disciples out. He sent them out and said, when if you get in a town and the people don't receive you, then, you know, shake the dust off your feet and move on and go to a people that will receive you. God never wants us standing somewhere fighting to do ministry. You know, and I understand people being in disagreement, but you don't fight to do ministry. What is that? You fighting the devil and the folks? I mean, that don't make any sense. If people won't receive your what God has given you to give, then the Bible told the disciples, shake the dust off. That's your choice. Don't stay there. Don't waste your time. And he didn't give them a long list of where to be and where to stay. No, he just told them, shake the dust off. You know, you just move on. And that's what we need to learn. There is a dominion aspect to what we're doing, where we have choices that we can make in this life. Now, sometimes we become victims of certain things, and people victimize us, especially when it comes to being hurt by molestation and rape and different things that I talk about a lot. But a lot of times we're victimized. But yet and still, after the victimization, after the thing has been done to you, after you've been hurt, or after you've been robbed of your innocence and different things, you still have dominion over the decisions you make at that point. Meaning, are you going to accept what was done to you, internalize it, and live your life fighting that was done to you? Or are you going to choose to forgive that person and move on and allow the true healing of God to take place? It's a dominion issue, even choosing Christ. That is a dominion issue. That's your choice. That is everyone's choice. We choose Christ. If we choose him, we choose the answer. If we don't choose him, then we choose a lie. That is our choice. So understand, there are some things that are dominion issues that we need to understand, and one of them is talent. Talent and ability is dominion. That means that, you know, somebody can desire to play the keyboard and another person can have that same desire, but one person will practice day and night and really get good, and the other person will just know how to play two songs. Those are dominion issues. We can't call either one of those a gift from God, but those are what people desire to achieve in this life. The person they got really, really good. Now, I know people will say, you know, I never played a day in my life. I just came in church one day, got on the keyboard and started playing, and man, I played a whole song and never touched a keyboard in my life. You a lie. You just need to quit telling that lie testimony. You know, you start telling that lie so long till you start believing it. It did not happen that way. You lied. You gotta practice. You have to practice. If you don't practice, you're not gonna be good. You're not gonna know nothing if you don't practice. So let's please, y'all, quit. When somebody get up and start telling that testimony, just go in the sound booth and flip their mic off. Just turn it off, because they lying. It don't work like that. God is not infusing keyboard playing in you and giving that as a spiritual gift, and the Spirit of the Lord come in and everybody can just get on the keyboard and take turns playing songs. Now, when folks start telling that stuff, I just say, Lord, help them, please. But you have to practice to have musical ability. Now, a lot of times your family, you know, someone in your family may have played, your father may have been musical, your mother may have been musical. Music may have been around your house a lot. So when you grew up listening to tones and listening to melodies and different things. So this is going to enhance your ability to make music. Of course it is, because you're surrounded by music. Just like, you know, I mean, we can go to the movie, The Jungle Boy, surrounded by monkeys. What did he act like? He acted like a monkey till he saw the people. He started acting like people. So understand, you know, whatever you grow up around, sure, you're going to have your ability to do that is going to be enhanced. But we don't want to make this a gift from God. Understand, God is spirit, and the gifts he gives are spiritual. But there is dominion here on the earth that gives us the ability to choose talents. It's just like a basketball player. The difference between Michael Jordan and some other basketball player, Michael Jordan practiced day and night. He had an ability. Sure, people say, well, a lot of it was natural. Yeah, a lot of it was natural because of his build and his height. Sure, it's what natural. It just came easier because of his natural agility and different things. Sure, but it was his practice and his time practicing that made him better than others, or growing up playing. You know, people talk about Allen Iverson all the time, say, well, he just has a natural ability. He doesn't have to practice. That is not true. When this brother grew up, he lived on the playground. So a lot of that stuff he retained and still remembers, but it still took practice. I hope you understand where I'm trying to go with this, because if you don't understand that a lot of these folks that are getting up singing and performing and different things in church, they're saying that it is a gift from God, and they don't understand. No, it is a talent of man. It is a domain issue. It's something that you acquired in the earth. You're responsible for it. But here's the beautiful thing. God gives us this dominion to have these talents. Really, what it is it's creativeness, and it's a God-given attribute. Now, he didn't give you the ability. He just gave you the dominion to create an ability, or create a talent, or to develop a talent or an ability. And the beautiful thing is, you offer it up to God as a gift. So I tell people all the time, you know, your music is not a gift. Your music is a talent or an ability, but you offer it up to God as a gift, just like a sacrifice. This is the true sacrifice of praise. What is a sacrifice of praise? Your creativeness, your ability to bring melodies together and lyrical content together and offer up a song to God. Your ability to offer a dance up unto God. Your ability to put things together creatively and offer that for the kingdom of God and the help and the enhancement. Then, it becomes as a ministry. But it is not like preaching or giving the true gospel of Jesus. That is the ministry. The gospel of Jesus being spoken or conveyed to a person. But these other things are helps. They help and they enhance the ministry. They enhance the preach word. They enhance the different things. So they're very important. Don't get me wrong. Very important to the body of Christ. But they are not gifts from God, but they are gifts to God. That's why when people say, well, you know, God gave me this song. Well, you know, you got to be real careful with that, because God doesn't want to give you a song. God wants you to give him a song. This is what David was talking about. Sing unto the Lord a new song. David was saying, hey, there's a new song. Let's birth a song out of what is happening, out of what God is doing. Let's offer God a sacrifice of praise, a sweet smelling savor that's going to go up into his nostrils because of our creativity, because of our ability to put things together just like God. In other words, God put the world together. He's a creator, and he wants us to show that attribute and create. He wants us to create music and different things. They help enhance the preach word. They enhance the church. But we have to make sure we understand they're only gifts to God. They're not gifts from God. So this is very important for me to lay this foundation so you can understand where I'm going with the spiritual gifts. Now, the spiritual gifts come from God. The spiritual fruit come from God. These are the things that come from God. I talked about it last week. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. These are fruits that come from the vine, that comes from us, the branches, if we are in the vine and abide in the vine of Christ. So these are spiritual fruit. But the spiritual gifts gifts of God, 1 Corinthians 12 and 4, gives us a hint into some of those. And it says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, different ways people do things. And please listen to me, y'all. It's dominion, okay? There's a church that they may sing slow songs all the time. They may sing old songs all the time. That's a dominion issue. That's a choice. That's a difference of the way things are administered or administrations. There's a church that may have service in a tent. There's a church that may have service in a building. There's a church that may have service at home. These are differences, but they're all dominion issues. Some people like small churches. Some people like bigger churches. Some people, you know, this is all just flavor. What flavor do you like? How do you like your gospel presented? And the preacher gets up. Some preachers yell and holler with an organ. Some preachers stand and talk holding the Bible. It is a preference. It is dominion. Those are dominion issues. And this is what Paul is saying. Yeah, there are many gifts, but, and there's different administrations of these gifts. These gifts come forth in different ways, but it's the same Lord. This is why I love the diversity in the body of Christ. You know, I know people say we need to all just get together and we need to all. No, not necessarily, because even if you look at the 12 tribes of Israel in the beginning, they all had a different way of doing things in a lot of cases, different preferences, different things that they did. And that's diversity. That's diversity in Christ. I love diversity. You may want to have service on a Friday night. You may want to have service on Saturday. You may want to have service on Sunday. You may want to worship the Lord on Monday together in a fellowship of believers, whatever. I mean, these are diversities, and the body of Christ needs these diversities. This makes us diverse, but Paul is telling us it's the same Lord. Now, when we start talking about Catholicism and Mormonism and all this, now I'm not talking about diversity with other gods. It's got to be the same Lord. It says it right here. Different administrations, but the same Lord. So you may want to shout and dance your whole service and have 5 minutes of preaching. You may want to have 2 hours of preaching and 1 minute of shouting and dancing. But those are diversities. As long as the word is being given and people are growing spiritual fruit, it's just diverse. And we have that option. He says here in 12 and 6, and there are diversities of operations, the way people operate, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Y'all, please understand. I get emails from folks all the time. My pastor said that folks should not wear makeup in this church. And well, it didn't stop wearing makeup. If you're going to go to the church, you at the man's church, stop wearing it at the church. I mean, that's your choice. You know, there are other churches you can go to where folks wear it, you know? So it's a choice. It's a preference. These are dominion issues. Now, when we're talking about false gods and spiritual issues that may lead to some kind of sin, you see, Moses's law, the law that was given to Moses, the Bible says, is a schoolmaster, and it taught them certain things. But a lot of things that were taught by that particular law, I think there was some 618 laws that was given to Moses. The particular laws that were taught to Moses and the Israelites at that time, a lot of those laws were based on what was going on around them. So there were a lot of things that people that worshiped the false gods did that God was forbidding his children to do. And there were also a lot of things that they did that would lead to certain abuses of freedom or liberty, and it would cause you to look as though you were going after other gods. So we have to be mindful of that. You know, there are certain things you can do you don't have liberty in. You don't have liberty to wear an ankh around your neck when ankh is a symbol of false gods or a symbol of Mother Earth being a god or the man and the woman being gods. You don't have that liberty because that is sin to choose another god. You see what I'm saying? But you do have a choice if you want to wear a gold cross or a wooden cross, if you want it, you know, a big one or a small one. Those are choices you have, but you can't turn the cross into an ankh or a pentagram or a six-point star, hexagram or whatever. You cannot do that because those things are used in witchcraft to invoke spirits. So we got to understand and we have to be smart about it. This is what the pastors and ministers of the church are supposed to do, rightly divide the word of God, meaning let's divide it. Let's see what was meant exactly for Moses in that time, and let's see what's meant for us now. Let's see what it was that God forbid the children of Israel to do based on what the people around them were doing, and then let's see what we as Gentiles are able to do or what we do and how it affects us and our walk with Christ. You got to rightly divide this stuff. I personally, I don't eat pork. pork. I don't eat shellfish. You know, he forbade his children to eat it. I don't do it for health reasons. Is it a sin to eat pork? No. Peter saw the sheet with all the stuff, and people say hogs and everything was in the sheet. So, I mean, if you want ham and bacon, that's your choice. But for health reasons, I don't eat it because it's a poisonous, like Muslims say, it's a big filthy dog. So I don't want that on my plate. But other people may eat it. We can't condemn them to hell because they decide to eat that. That's their dominion issue as a Gentile here on earth. They choose to do that. So we have to make sure we rightly divide the word. This is why Jesus came, he said, to fulfill the law. And he came and said, I'm not doing away with the law. I'm the fulfillment of the law. And the whole law, he summed it up into this. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy spirit. He said, and you should love your neighbor as yourself. So he summed all of the law of Moses, all 600 laws of Moses up to those two laws and say, hey, if you love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, your mind, your spirit, then there are things you're not going to do. If you love your neighbor as yourself, there are the things you're not going to do. And those are the things that will please God following the fulfillment of those two of the law. But we got to understand that God gives these gifts. He gives us this diversity. He gives us the, you know, the diversity in operations, but it is the same God, only one God, the God of all gods, Jehovah God, Elohim, the main God of all. This is what we're talking about here. And it says he worketh all in all. He said, but the manifestation of the gift is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit a word of wisdom. This is the ability to preach. Another word of knowledge. This is the ability to understand. Another faith by the same Spirit. A spiritual gift of faith. To another gift of healing by the same Spirit. Working of miracles. Prophecy. Discerning of spirits. Divers kinds of tongues. Another of interpretations of tongues. All these worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severely as he will. So here are the gifts of the Spirit. You see, God did not name music in there. He did not name dancing in there. He did not name moonwalking and pop locking in there. He did not say, put, you know, the music is a gift. So he's naming the gifts, but understand natural talents come from practice and preparation. These are abilities we cultivate through desire. But a lot of times we are cultivating these things through desire or escape, alone time, or even oppression. Now understand something, and I'm trying to wrap this up. I got to finish it next week, but African Americans excel a lot of times in arts and sports and different things that we think are gifts, but they're really talents. And we do this because of the years of oppression that we suffered here in America through slavery. You got to understand that a lot of times when people are oppressed, they turn to their natural abilities, their talents and different things to escape what was being done to them or escape the oppression or different things. Even when we go back to Moses, when Moses and the children of Israel were in captivity, the Bible shows us songs that they sang. They sang these particular songs. These were escapes for them. This escaped them. They sung about the deliverer coming and saving them and different things. It gave them hope. It gave them some peace. It gave them different things that they could use as an escape. So this is why African Americans, a lot of times we seem to excel in sports and abilities and arts and different things right now. You know, I mean, we've taken over a lot of the sports that we used to didn't even play. Tennis and golf now, and these different things, African Americans have talents and abilities now because 400 years of oppression taught us how to escape the oppression a lot of times through our natural abilities. But these things are not gifts from God, and that's why we have to be careful, because once we make our talent or our natural ability a gift from God, if we adapted that ability because we were being oppressed, then it becomes an escape. Now listen to this. This is very important, and we're going to have to finish this next week because we're running out of time. But if we do not seek complete healing, we'll find ourselves associating our ability with who we are and seeking the applause of people for approval of who we desire to be. This is where it becomes dangerous, y'all, because we begin to perform and act our whole lives and get the approval of people, get the hand clap and praise of people because of our acting, but we don't get the approval of who we really are when we're not performing. This is why homosexuality and these different things have risen up in our communities in such great numbers. Homosexuality in the black community almost doubles the number in the white community based on population. Why is this? Because that same oppression, that same escape, when a person is molested, when a person is raped, when a person is hurt, or whatever, you know, a lot of times the psychological term for it is MPD, multiple personality disorder. But even with talents and abilities, we a lot of times create an alter us that will get before people and get approval because the us or the person that we want to hide has been hurt or defamed or messed up in our minds, and we feel that person is shameful and shouldn't be seen. So we create an alter identity of a performer, a singer, you know, musical ability, all of these things, and we seek to be lifted up by men for approval based on what we're able to do and not who we really are. This is why you go to the magazine stand, you see all these magazines with all these movie stars and famous people on them, but every one of them, 4 or 5 divorces, children out of wedlock, got AIDS, got diseases, using drugs, alcohol, always in trouble. What is wrong with these people? These people are famous and have money. I know a lot of people say, boy, if I had their money and their fame, but you don't understand the true them, the true person that is not performing, that true person is hurt and flawed and is hidden from the public. But you're applauding them for is the person that they're not really. In other words, they're getting awards for being somebody else. They're getting Grammys and they're getting Oscars and they're getting claps and approval. They're getting TV shows and they're getting paid every day for being someone else. But who is the real person in there? That's the person that needs Jesus. That's the person that needs healing. That's the person that needs to be delivered. That person that is in there. This is why we have to make sure we preach the gospel and we're not infatuated by people, by their ability to be famous and different things. This is why I was so sad to see Steve Harvey on TBN, because he's being applauded and praised for his worldly, sinful ability. And because of that, no one can deal with the true Steve Harvey that's down inside of there. You know, the one that came out crying. You didn't see Donnie McClurkin or anybody laying hands on him and saying, you know, hey, brother, it's good that you can make people laugh, but that is not a gift. Even Steve Harvey said, my gift is comedy. No, it's not a gift of comedy that God has given you. That is your escape from who you really are. And we need to quit applauding people for that ability without dealing with the true person that is deep down in there. Y'all, I gotta finish this next week because I am totally out of time, but I hope you got something out of this message. Please tune in next week. We'll finish and I'll make sure you understand. I'm gonna deal with the Tyler Perry and the other issues with Tone and different things to let you know why we come against these things. We have love for all of these people. We just believe that the kingdom of God is not the place for you to be lifted up for your talent, not the place for you to be lifted up for your ability. It is a place for the spiritual gifts of God to be lifted up so we can deal with you emotionally, mentally. We can deal with you wholly, as the scripture tells us to in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus. What is he saying there? Blameless. That means that that person you're hiding, that you want no one to see, God wants to sanctify that person. Heal that person wholly. Deliver that person so you don't have to be known for what you're able to do, but you can really have the joy of the Lord for who you really are. When no one else is around, when no one else is clapping, when no one else is listening and being entertained, you can be secure in who God has made you and know, hey, God has approved of me and I am his son and daughter. Let me pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, listening right now, it's somebody that is struggling in homosexuality, someone struggling in lesbianism. There's somebody, God, that is scarred with these things. There's somebody, Lord, that has been dealing with these things. Maybe their mother or father only approved of their talent all their lives. Maybe people have only clapped for their talent and their ability. Maybe people only recognize them for what they're able to do and not who they are. And Father, I pray right now that you would deal with the who they are, God. You would deal with that inner man and you would sanctify that man wholly. God, open their eyes and let them see that their ability and their talent is not not who they are. It's just what they're able to do. And Father, deal with that person on the inside. God, they may be pastoring the church. The Lord, they may be on a recording contract. God, they're constantly seeking for somebody to notice them and approve of them. But then the true person who's in there is hidden by the ability and the talent that they portray. Father, get that affectation out of them, God, so that they can be healed, delivered, set free, and be true to who they are. God, they cannot be true to you until they are first true to who they really are. In the name of Jesus, I pray. We'll be back next week with the rest of this True Church Perspective.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. Visit us at truth-church.org or at exministries.com. If you desire to support this ministry with your donations, please send them to P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at truth-church.org.